So good morning. We're going to go ahead and get started. Thank you for showing up this morning on the last day. You are the true public health crowd here in attendance. My name is Carolyn Brooks, and I work on the health equity efforts with the Communities Put in Prevention to Work program, which is housed at CDC in our Division of Community Health. So I'm going to give a quick background of the program and how we've been thinking about equity, and then introduce our speakers, who I think will really give us a nice breadth of the work that they've been doing, really thinking explicitly about how to advance equity as they're doing their work. And there are no relationships to disclose, and the views presented here do not necessarily represent those of the CDC. So more than 55 million people live in CPPW communities across the nation, and we've been engaged in an unprecedented opportunity to really make a difference in the lives of 1 in 6 Americans. This includes large cities and urban areas, small cities and rural areas, and 3 tribes that we've been working on across the United States. And we've been working to focus on 2 of the leading preventable causes of death and disability, being tobacco use and obesity. 28 of the communities have been focusing on obesity exclusively, 11 on tobacco, and then we have 11 communities who are focused on both obesity and tobacco use, and you'll hear from some of those programs today. So to do this work, and you'll hear this in some of their presentations, there is a requirement to do at least 1 strategy in each of these MAPS categories, and those are media, access, price, point of purchase or decision making, and social support and services. And so you'll hear about a couple of those as we go along. And to do this work, they worked both in coalition and with leadership teams, devising teams of elected officials, non-governmental partners, city and municipal staff, housing authorities, media partners, schools, superintendents, but really thinking about this multi-sector approach and getting outside of public health to try to make changes in the environments in which people live, work, and play. And to do that, we really need to think about non-traditional partners. And guiding that work has been 3 of our core principles, to use policy and environmental changes that would create lasting infrastructure in the communities, or PSC. I think some people will be using that. So PSC are policy systems and environmental changes. Maybe you've heard that over the course of the past few days. Also, we're working to maximize the impact of the work by ensuring that the interventions are and the changes are made jurisdiction-wide and are potent and innovative interventions, and many of them also have been evidence-based. And lastly, but importantly, we wanted to make sure that as we did this work, that we were working to ensure that these jurisdiction-wide interventions impacted all members of the community. And we didn't just take the fact that in theory, you know, jurisdiction-wide policies and environmental changes should impact everyone equally because they're going across the board. But we know in practice that's not necessarily the case due to differential implementation, a variety of factors including variant support, selection factors, relationship, challenges with implementation or enforcement. And so we really want to make sure that as communities were doing this work, that they thought diligently about those barriers and unintended consequences that could result from this. And so really the goal was to make sure that these jurisdiction-wide interventions did indeed impact different populations equitably, and for sure to no ill effect in terms of widening the gap, because that could be a real unintended consequence of these initiatives. And so to do this, and you'll hear from some of our communities who have really taken that charge to advance health equity on, they were doing this to work to ensure that CPPW benefits all members in their community by targeting efforts to a variety of population groups, whether that be racial and ethnic minorities, the LGBT community, the mental illness, substance abuse, people with mental illness or substance abuse conditions, different gender groups, depending on what the burden of disparities were in their respective communities. Additionally, they worked by working with and in organizations and settings to reach underserved populations, so really engaging the public housing sector, working with community-based organizations and faith-based organizations, social service agencies, to really help move this work forward. And they also thought about these kind of 2 key components, thinking about what are the barriers and what are the unintended consequences of some of these policy systems and environmental change strategies, and what can we put in place as we're designing these to ensure that they do indeed have the equitable impact that we are looking for. And you'll hear about some of those today. And looking across both these communities here as well as several of our other communities, we've seen a trend in what's made them successful in getting to the what they do. And that's really by thinking and applying this health equity lens across all facets of their program, not just, oh, we're going to target a certain population, but really thinking about from the organizational support and structure that's there related to equity, how they identify their issues, being able to clearly articulate the disparities in both health outcomes as well as in community conditions, thinking about who was on their the makeup of their leadership team, who was on their coalitions, how did they engage the community, what steps did they take. It's a lot in the how you get there that matters. And then thinking about their intervention planning and implementation and being very critical about how those were strategically designed and selected to make sure that they had both area-wide improvements across the entire population, but also were able to target and make impacts where it was needed most. And then lastly, and what's really critically, is really thinking about how this works in evaluation. Have they set up their evaluation? Have they asked the questions? Have they collected the data to be able to not just say how many people have been reached, but also who is being reached, who's not being reached, to be able to course correct along the way, and thinking about the different data that they collect to be able to tell their story and really understand what this looks like in their community and what the impacts that are being made in their community. So you're going to hear the panelists. They're not going to necessarily talk in each of these categories, but you'll hear from some of them from Boston a lot about their organizational supports and structure in their evaluation, the community engagement from Minneapolis, some of the good intervention selection and design from Louisville and San Antonio. So I think there's a mix that we have here that will be helpful to you. And we've really, to give you a preview, this is only a snippet of what the work that is going on in these communities. They have undertaken several initiatives and are really applying this lens to many of those. But we're just going to give you a little taste of what they're doing. And we've asked them to really focus on not just what they did, but what was the equity? What about equity and their value of equity? How did that change how they did their practice? And those are the type of tangible things that we're trying to take away to be able to showcase and to learn as well as to be able to show to other communities in terms of if equity is valued, how does that change how you make decisions about evaluation or strategy selection and how you implement these things? So I think we have a great lineup of presenters. Actually, we have two evaluators and two program directors here. So there's a diversity in the perspectives that people are coming from. And I'll start with Daisy De La Rosa, who has been employed with the Boston Public Health Commission for 7 years and is now the project director for the Communities Putting Prevention to Work program, or you'll hear CPPW, which is located in the Chronic Disease Prevention and Control Division at the Boston Public Health Commission. She attended the University of Central Florida, where she obtained a bachelor's degree in psychology and a master's in public administration. Daisy has a strong history working with diverse populations and empowering at-risk residents as a social worker, case manager, facilitator, social services manager, and now in public health. And she's really had an opportunity at the Boston Public Health Commission to build strong community partnerships to better reach and serve those vulnerable populations, engage the residents in education efforts, and utilize media to really spread health messages and make those strategic policy changes to really advance equity. Next, we'll hear from Mary Thomas, who is the senior management analyst for evaluation in the Communities Putting Prevention to Work program at the San Antonio Metropolitan Health Department. Her role is monitoring and evaluation of the CPPW grant deliverables, including the Youth Risk Factor Survey and the Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance Survey in the county. She's worked in India as a medical practitioner, conducting outreach in medical clinics in slums and orphanages and villages, and has had a lot of work with non-governmental organizations, including as well as the World Bank Project and UNICEF, and will bring a lens to the work that's being done in San Antonio. We'll then hear from Dr. Muriel Harris, who is a graduate from the University of South Carolina with a PhD in public health and particularly in health promotion and behavior. And she's worked on her evaluation skills at the Institute for Families and Society at the University of South Carolina. She's currently at the University of Louisville School of Public Health and Information Sciences since 2005 and is an associate professor there. She's the evaluator from Louisville's Putting Prevention to Work grant that was funded in March, and she's the author of the book Evaluating Public and Community Health Programs, which was recently published in 2010. So she's bringing a lot of expertise, particularly from the evaluation side, to this. And then last but not least, we have Kristen Klingler, who is the coordinator for the Health Communities Putting Prevention to Work Initiative at the Minneapolis Department of Health and Family Support in Minneapolis, Minnesota. She oversees the development, implementation, and coordination of a variety of projects designed to increase access to healthy foods and physical activity opportunities, especially for at-risk and low-income populations. And she received her bachelor's degree in health and exercise science from Wake Forest and her master's in public health from the University of Akron.